Welcome to The Ether. Today is Wednesday, January 12th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in Discord for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates their support. Today on The Ether, we have Terraforming, hosted by Yunk Capital's Thick Farmer, featuring the Apollo DAO team members Anon, Not Gonna Make It, and Cosmic Ape. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, so if you guys from the Apollo team just kind of want to give a quick rundown of what kind of this new Spaces is, we're starting this week, but yeah, you guys came up with the idea. If you just want to give a quick rundown what you guys want to do with this new type of thing, and we can just go from there.
Yeah, awesome. Well, yeah, first of all, thanks so much for hosting this. I think it's really helpful and really kind of appreciate you putting the time and effort into it. So really for us, it was one to initially give a bit more of a insight into Apollo, kind of what we're working on, what our plans are, and everything around that. But also kind of give us a chance to discuss our thoughts on kind of the wider ecosystem, and just kind of our thoughts around where it's going, what we're kind of excited about, and what we're kind of learning from. And then also kind of give the community plenty of chances to kind of ask questions, not only about Apollo, but also, again, about kind of the wider ecosystem and what kind of our thoughts are around that as well.
Sick, man. Jamie and I are both big Terra heads, so we're like pretty stoked to be involved with this and hopefully get on like some cool founders to share thoughts as well in upcoming installments of Terraforming. Shout out to Sass for the name. But yeah, man, super, super stoked. So just to kind of hop right into things, and I'm sure everybody in the crowd, at least at this point, somewhat knows about Apollo, kind of what the end goal is and what you guys are building. So we'll kind of skip over the brief Apollo intro. But yeah, just to start, loved what you guys released on Medium, kind of the look into the new year. And kind of what you guys are planning. I think Apollo is kind of prepared for like a really big year. So excited to watch that unfold. Just to kind of kick it off, is there anything that changed like since you guys first started building Apollo months ago? Or did you guys kind of plan to make it into this decentralized fund with like all these different products, like cool products you guys are building? Did it kind of start at that layer or did you guys kind of just grow from like the traditional auto compounder into what you guys are building now? Because it's obviously much more complex than that.
Yeah, I would say really kind of a bit of both. So the kind of the decentralized hedge fund idea was there pretty early on. It was kind of, I think Anon even kind of brought it before the project was even created. So it was definitely kind of one of the core central bits. But I think the vision of how it was going to be done and also kind of how we were going to bootstrap and how we were going to kind of get there wasn't really as known. So I think we've always had kind of a focus on creating something and building something that works and does what we want, but not kind of overcomplicating it and then kind of continuing to build on top of that. So I think that's been kind of shown quite well where we kind of started with the auto compounders, but then also demonstrated how they could be used to say do our community farming event and use those bootstrapping methods and do the bootstrapping for Halo tokens as well. So kind of we built something and then kind of showed that it went a little bit beyond kind of like its original purpose. And I think now we're kind of really getting to that stage where we have done kind of the initial bootstrap. We've got kind of through our first few months, and I think now is kind of the time to really highlight the vision for the future ahead of token governance going live, and really kind of having a strong direction for the project despite becoming kind of increasingly decentralized.
Love that, man. Yeah, one of my, like, I will admit, I was actually probably one of the last, maybe not one of the last, but definitely not one of the first Yunts to kind of understand Apollo. It took me a little bit to get into it and kind of understand what you guys are doing and get like super excited about that. But yeah, man, one of my favorite parts about what you guys are doing is that you kind of utilize like a lot of different projects in the Terra ecosystem, and first off, like help them out through like community farming events, but also you kind of gain a piece in the pie, like through what you guys did with Lockdrop, what you guys I'm sure are planning to do with like the stablecoin lockup with Mars. So yeah, man, I love that, and I love that you guys can kind of succeed with the rest of the projects like in the ecosystem and have exposure, and really like that. So just kind of moving on to how you guys are generating, your revenue through like new product releases, like community farming, obviously first with Angel Protocol. You guys, yeah. I think, sent 100,000. You guys earned 100,000 US for the War Chest. I'm pretty excited about you guys releasing Safe at the moment. Super sick. Can't wait for that to go live. Yunt uses it, beta testing it, and we really like it a lot. It makes our job a lot easier. We really enjoyed it, but kind of what does the product launch roadmap look like at the moment for you guys? What do you guys have planned in the coming few months?
Awesome. Yeah. First of all, Safe will be kind of the next one and going live kind of for the full beta pretty much any day. So yeah, it's pretty much ready to go, and kind of really excited about that one, because I think it, although it's not going to be a revenue earning product in its original form, I think it's something that's going to bring a lot more capital to Terra, and a lot more people that can be able to deploy on Terra. We've kind of seen it from projects looking to branch out from Ethereum. They don't tend to branch out before kind of the multi-sigs are there and kind of that basic infrastructure is there. So kind of really excited about that one. And then I think there's also a lot of additional functionality we can kind of build on top of this. So it really is kind of the V1 before we start kind of building on top of it. And the plan is also to kind of open source it so the community can build their own tools on top of it as well. And I think that's kind of where you see a lot of the innovation coming. So really looking forward to seeing what gets built there. I think kind of beyond that, we're seeing a lot of the migration to Astroport at the moment. And I think there's a little bit of upheaval as everything has to kind of get moved over, and trying to make that kind of as smooth as possible. But I think that kind of, and as we've kind of highlighted a couple of times, I think this really opens up a lot of exciting possibilities for us. And I think you see a lot of this on Ethereum, how important these token incentives are. And I think it's not just about kind of LPs. I think we've seen how powerful stuff like stable swaps are, and you see the amount of revenue that places like Curve are generating. But I think just with kind of gas fees and the huge kind of fees, I think that can be disrupted, at least for the kind of the UST pair and the amount of value going kind of through the UST pair into kind of USDC and all these other stable coins is huge. And I think we're going to kind of see a lot of interesting things that aren't possible on Terra at the moment. So kind of stuff like, I know kind of Kinetic are doing stuff like Alchemix, and a lot of kind of these interesting stablecoin projects that are coming will be reliant on these stable pools. So yeah, I think the more that we can kind of integrate with Astroport and kind of help support them and kind of lock up the token supply, and then kind of use that to boost our vaults, and then also kind of have, there's a lot of interesting things we can kind of do around that. So I think we're just kind of seeing the beginning of that. And I think that's a partnership we'd be looking to help or to kind of focus on a lot over the coming months. I think we've also got kind of a lot of exciting projects kind of coming out. We've seen Prism kind of release their plan for their farming and their phases of release. The end of this month, and I think we're really kind of starting to see those kind of projects coming. So I think there'll be a lot of stuff that we can kind of start deploying capital into and start kind of farming on the kind of war chest side as well. But then there's also going to be kind of these projects that we can kind of integrate with, and we kind of speak to a lot of the projects building on Terra. And I think kind of the more that these projects can kind of integrate together and work together, the more value we'll see for everyone. And I think even right from the beginning, we've kind of seen that there's this big desire and big drive for these projects or all projects on Terra to kind of work together as much as possible, rather than just trying to purely compete. And I think it's much more around building a good ecosystem for users rather than trying to kind of purely dominate the whole ecosystem. So I think you'll see a bit more from us in terms of kind of working with kind of symbiotic, if that's the right word, protocols and kind of benefiting from each other rather than kind of doing everything ourselves as well. So I think quite a few different things coming up, and I think that's only kind of the first quarter. And I think one of the big lessons we've learned or kind of been learning so far is there's no point kind of planning so far ahead. There's no point planning kind of years ahead because this space moves so fast. Like even in the time we've been building, we've gone through kind of the Olympus forks and everything like that. And obviously kind of the hype's dying down on that, but I think it's kind of highlights how quickly things move. So I think, yeah, being very adaptive to the ecosystem, what comes out, what we can benefit from. And the real big thing is going to be the governance coming live. So that's going to be Q1 this year. And I think that's going to bring kind of a huge amount of advantages for us. It's not only is it kind of great for the project in terms of decentralization, but it also means we can cover far more ground. And we're already seeing it from our community offering kind of so many different ideas, but it's hard to kind of go through them all and be able to deploy them. Whereas when we've got kind of the full governance set up, we can then have people putting through proposals and then getting voted on. And kind of even ideally in my mind, we would have it that people that are kind of creating these opportunities to vote on would even get kind of rewarded for those as well. So I think there's kind of a lot of interesting things we can do with the governance. And I think the key is we want to see kind of really active governance. And I think that's on us to make it exciting and interactive and beneficial for users. So if people are getting rewarded for it, then it's a lot more kind of good. So yeah, so that's what I would say within the kind of the first quarter. So plenty coming up. And I think there's kind of additional things in there as well. I don't know if anyone wants to mention anything I've missed.
No, I think you pretty much hit it all there.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I definitely think kind of the launch of Apollo Safe will kind of open the floodgates for, you know, more DAOs to start building on Terra now that they kind of have the infrastructure to kind of manage capital in a trustless way. Just building on kind of your last point there about the community incentives, have you guys kind of, can you maybe elaborate a bit more on how that potentially might work or if you guys have put much thought into that? Because obviously as a decentralized hedge fund, you know, you'll need research, you'll need due diligence and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's easy to kind of reward liquidity, but we've seen kind of multiple efforts to kind of reward community involvement and engagement. So just curious how you guys plan to incentivize the community to participate and be active members of the DAO.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, so this is definitely kind of more idea stage. So we know kind of how the governance is going to work in terms of pretty similar to kind of the Curve model and the Astroport model, where you'll be able to lock up tokens and get more governance power. But I think it'd be good to kind of bring in additional ways for kind of not necessarily smaller users, but kind of just kind of incentivize the kind of creation of proposals. And like you say, it's important to have research and stuff like that done as well. And I think that's one of the kind of the challenges with decentralized governance is people don't always have the information. So if you can then make the information available to them, it makes the kind of the voting and decisions not only easier, but also kind of more powerful as well. So I think it kind of the basic level you would look to have, and I think we've kind of seen this, we've seen kind of small groups within the community kind of come together, they form their ideas and they work together. And I think ideally what you'd want to see is these groups submitting a certain proposal for an investment or a farming opportunity, and then they could potentially be rewarded with X amount of profit that was generated, and this would all be put kind of down in the proposal. And even potentially you could have it kind of on the other side where people might put some of their own capital up and kind of say, I'm going to kind of put this capital up to kind of back this investment that I want to make. So I think it is all quite theoretical at the moment, but I think there's definitely some things we can build in. And I think there's definitely things we can build in from pretty early on and then kind of keep developing it and from there.
No, that's awesome. And definitely think that's definitely on the right track in terms of, you know, being able to leverage and maximize the effectiveness of the community. Just kind of on the kind of currently right now, one of the revenue generating strategies for Apollo is this kind of auto compounder with performance fee. Do you see kind of as we move away in DeFi from more of this mercenary liquidity with that's paid for by incentives to more like protocol owned liquidity, what kind of strategies in that area are you guys looking to kind of use to kind of be able to bootstrap revenue through the performance fee?
Yeah. So I think, again, this kind of goes back to us being kind of adaptive. And I think we've got in kind of crypto, especially DeFi terms of things, we've got quite a lot of time. I would say at least a year, I would have thought, for a reasonable amount of plus for kind of a reasonable amount of projects to be still doing this. So I think it's no particular rush. Well, not maybe that's the wrong way to put it, but there's no kind of urgent demand. But yeah, we're already looking at kind of additional things. And I think this kind of ranges from one, we're already kind of collecting our own protocol and liquidity to cut down on the incentive that we need. And we're also kind of looking at additional yield strategies. So whether they're kind of more complex strategies, kind of utilizing Anchor and stuff like this. And then also I'd say, in terms of, this is where I think kind of Astroport is going to provide a lot of advantages for projects. So even if projects have their own protocol and liquidity, it's going to be great for them if they can get rewards, especially in terms of a non-native token for that liquidity. So if they're kind of staking their LP on Astroport, getting Astroport rewards, so there's still going to be kind of an ongoing need for LP incentives, or at least kind of a benefit for LP incentives. So I think having some degree of connection to that and being able to direct liquidity through our platform that way is going to be kind of beneficial in the long term. And I think also we're going to kind of potentially see, we'll still be able to kind of use these LPs for stuff like the community farming. And I think the way we've tried to design the vaults is also pretty modular. It's all come around and kind of helped with our own kind of deployment of capital. So I think even long term, we would use the platform to manage our own capital, and maybe kind of other projects may, even if they have their protocol and liquidity, they're going to need a platform to kind of manage it and use it that way. And so, yeah, I think there's a kind of a lot we can do. And even if it's not something that lasts forever, our kind of bootstrapping plan is for 3 years. And then after that, we can still provide our products, but the idea would be that it's pretty much self-sustaining at that point.
Sick, man. Sounds great. Kind of just to circle back to governance a little bit. I know we're all super excited about the launch of VX Astro, so we can get involved in governance over there. Are you guys keen? Like, are you guys super stoked to accumulate any other tokens for meta governance purposes? Or is this kind of just unique to Astro because of like liquidity incentives? Things like that, but we'll definitely be excited to hear if you guys are keen on accumulating any other tokens for meta governance.
Yeah. So the short answer being definitely. I think Astro, like you said, it does have kind of some obvious advantages in terms of being able to direct the liquidity. But that's definitely not the only thing we like. We are big fans of the kind of curve model of tokenomics. So I think that kind of applies to a lot more projects than Astro. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that coming to Terra. And I think that's something that's pretty interesting to us, because what we want to do is be this kind of long-term investor in projects. And at the very heart of it, the curve model just means that the longer you lock up your tokens for, the more governance power you get per token. So we want to kind of really maximize the advantage of having that kind of really long-term mindset on the tokens. So I think tokens that are offering that really appeal to us. And yeah, we've definitely got our eyes on a few. I don't want to kind of leak any names. But yeah, it's definitely not actually.
Man, you got to leak the alpha, man.
Yeah, well, I think there's kind of a few community farming kind of events coming up. And I think the other thing is kind of, especially before governance goes live, we do want to kind of keep risk in terms of the war chest to a minimum. So I think kind of getting in as early as possible, whether it's kind of community farming or kind of seed rounds and stuff like that, it does make it a little bit easier. Whereas once governance comes around, it really then is up to the stakers whether they want to kind of take bigger risks or go a bit more steady, or kind of, I think once it kind of grows a bit as well, then you can kind of take big risks on small percentages of the capital and then potentially make big gains with kind of the minimized downside. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it goes. But yeah, at the moment, I think we're going to try and get involved in we will be getting involved in a few of the farming events coming up, and potentially a few other things that we'll be releasing soon.
Awesome. Love to hear that. I've definitely heard some maybe rumors of like token swaps, like treasury swaps. Is there anything that you guys have planned that you can kind of uncover for us, or is that kind of still in the dark?
It's still a bit in the dark, kind of ongoing discussions. And I think it's not anything we're too much in a rush for. But I think we'll kind of keep assessing the options, and it's definitely kind of something we are relatively interested in. But again, is that better to leave kind of for when governance goes live and stuff like that? But I think the real aim of the Apollo team is to gather as many opportunities as possible for Apollo DAO and kind of present them and make them accessible. But not everything's going to go forward. But yeah, I think we could kind of line a few things up. And I think other projects on Terra seem pretty keen, and we're pretty keen. And I think you can bring a lot of benefits. And I think one of the really interesting things, I think, around this for us and also for the projects we've spoken to, is that rather than just having kind of the official set lockup terms, we can potentially put into proposals that we will kind of hold the tokens X amount of time, or just use them to kind of stake and stuff like that. So we can even make it a lot more appealing for projects to kind of work with Apollo and kind of have us as an investor as well. So I think kind of once governance goes live as well, we can then kind of almost use that as an additional benefit to projects working with us over just any other VC.
Yeah. So kind of building on that point about partnerships is obviously, how do you envision kind of the war chest managing risk in scenarios where potentially, you know, you're holding positions where, you know, they're just long-term staked with no plans of selling? How are you guys kind of going to manage like price risk, or is that not really a concern? Is it more just up only?
I think it's definitely something to be mindful of, and I think it's definitely something we're aware of, but also at the same time, it's kind of trying to take a long term kind of view on these. But I think it kind of goes back to not risking too much capital. So most of our gains so far have come from stuff like the Astroport lock drop farming. And then also kind of the launching of the initial liquidity. So I think kind of continuing to take advantage of kind of these lower risk but still kind of high potential gain opportunities is going to be the place to go with the majority of the capital. So yeah, we've got some farming events coming up, so we'll get involved in those. We've also kind of currently been farming Stada tokens for the last month or so. We're currently earning both kind of Astro and Apollo LP rewards. So I guess the thing is we're earning things in volatile tokens, but we're not kind of paying for those volatile tokens in huge amounts of kind of capital. And I think kind of we're trying to balance that with collecting most of our performance fee in UST and continuing to kind of increase that amount of UST backing the Apollo token. And I think kind of having Anchor does give a huge advantage there, because even on kind of your safe asset, you're kind of earning that kind of 20% yield, and yeah, it does definitely adds up.
Yeah, and I think with a lot of the tokens too that we look to hold in the war chest are kind of tokens that we can use to create future revenue that isn't from just purely selling the token. So a lot of the things that we're interested in holding are, like I said, tokens where there's some usage to the DAO. Say like the Astroport, you have it's a little bit of say over the emissions. So then it makes a lot of sense that you can create, you know, further revenue through using the Astroport tokens as well as like the locking. So that's one token that, you know, was very like kind of like interested. And then there's obviously a few others that'll have similar effects. And like there's certain markets that if your product kind of relies heavily on these different things, you kind of want to have a stake in that as well, because obviously we are migrating all of our vaults to Astroport. So we'll be doing a good amount of volume on there. So it kind of makes sense to kind of have a bit of a stake if you're trading heavily on like on their platform, like through the vaults. It's all like obviously all kind of automated, but it still counts as volume through the exchange. So, and then also being able to capture back some of your basic exchange fees by, because you're capturing fees from the exchange and you're trading on it. So like in a way you're kind of getting a little bit of like the it's kind of capital efficient that way to do it, as well as like the pool emissions. So that was one reason that Astro really stuck out. And then obviously there's a few other tokens that you can, you know, like boost additional yield with, like stuff like that is pretty interesting. And then other projects that are building something that we think is like kind of symbiotic with our system to be able to get a decent amount of the tokens to use them, but also kind of agreeing to not sell them. So it's kind of like the war chest is a good place to raise capital if you're building a project, because if you raise capital from there, it's like going to sit and stake for X amount of time, because we have a long-term mindset. So it's kind of like a lot of people that are from like, you know, traditional finance will kind of make say that it's similar to like almost like a ETF, which is like an exchange traded fund. So I have like my own joke that's like Apollo is like is DTF. I mean, it's like it's a DEX traded fund, but obviously, you know, DTF is like,
bro, that's really good. That's really good, bro. Why haven't you guys like tweeted this yet? That's like really good.
I just made it like kind of made it up the other night, like joking around about it. So I just thought of it and I'm like, cause like, I was like, oh, like it's kind of like an exchange traded fund, but like an ETF is like a doubly wrapped derivative basically. So you're like double custody derivative. Whereas like something like an on-chain one, you're, you know, there's like a little less layer to it, but yeah, it's like a DEX traded fund. And then it's just like, yeah. And I was like, wait, and then I just started laughing. So, but yeah, no, I just leaked. That's the first time I've ever leaked it right now. That joke.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I didn't even shit post it from my shit post account.
Love that, man. Yeah, I mean, of course, like part of me is extremely excited for governance to go live, but also will the degens take as good care of the war chest as the big brains at Apollo? Who knows?
I'm hoping that it's a symbiotic relationship, because obviously. You can't, you have to kind of like, you know, like scale. And how do you scale the war chest? Like obviously by, you know, basically replacing yourself. Like it's just like it's a weird thing to say. But yeah, like find out ways to replace yourselves to allow that to keep like continue to scale is kind of something I'm really interested to see how it plays out, because like really no one knows where this will all go. So it's kind of exciting.
I think it's going to be kind of step by step as well. It's not going to be one day us doing everything and then the next day the community doing everything. I think it's going to be. The idea is to really kind of build it up so all the tools needed by the community to manage and run it are kind of there and in place, and it's got solid foundations before we kind of before it gets completely decentralized.
Yeah, man. So I was wondering if you guys could maybe dive into like what the war chest is earning like almost on an average daily time frame. And kind of get into something that I'm really excited for you guys to launch, which is the bonds coming hopefully this quarter, I believe. You can correct me if I'm wrong. But yeah, if you guys just want to kind of dive into what your daily earnings look like through the war chest, and then we can kind of get into the bond talk after that.
Yeah. So I think kind of starting with the auto compounding platform, it's kind of ranging between kind of 36 and 50K per day, coming in performance fees, and then kind of emitting anywhere between kind of 60 to 80K of Apollo tokens in rewards. So I think that's kind of one of the main sources of UST. And that's been kind of the stability thing in terms of generating revenue for the war chest. Then we've got kind of the Apollo LP tokens that we deposited for the max amount of time in the Astroport lock drop. So we got kind of the Astro tokens from those originally. And now we'll be getting kind of dual rewards on these through Astroport and Apollo tokens. And I believe that's about 60% currently. So I think it's about 3.8 million. One sec, I'm have to calculate that one.
You might not be able to answer this off the top of your head, but do you know what percentage of the Apollo emissions the protocol own liquidity is garnering?
Yes. Well, What, when we go to bonds, is that, or currently?
Currently.
Okay. Yeah. So I think it's about, so it's 60% and we currently owe, we're about 60% APR and we currently own, about 3.8 million, but I can't do that off the top of my head, but if anyone knows the math. Yeah. So then we've also got kind of, roughly 400K in Astroport LP tokens as well, which are currently earning, I'm not quite sure what the kind of interest, I believe it's around kind of 10% a year on that as well. And then we've also got the majority of Astro tokens aren't staked yet, but then we'll be putting those into max locking of Astro, or VX Astro. And then we've currently got about 1.7 million in USD, which is currently earning about the 20% interest. So it's ranging from kind of 60 to 80K probably a day in overall, but about 40K of that is in the kind of the UST or the more stable tokens.
And then could you maybe talk a bit about kind of with the implementation of like Z Apollo, kind of more use case around the token and how kind of you expect less kind of farming and dumping kind of once governance is live and there's a bit and there's more kind of utility around the token?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so I think it's going to be kind of a variety of different things. So starting with one, going to be kind of being able to deploy the capital from the war chest, which we've kind of spoken a little bit about. So yeah, going to go back. You're going to have kind of more governance power for the long key stake and also generate more rewards based on that. But yeah, so in terms of the governance, it's going to be really around distributing or deploying the funds for the war chest, but also then kind of voting on rewards for the Apollo vaults as well. So I think this is going to kind of, yeah, give a lot of boosts, and you're going to be able to kind of direct different boosts to Apollo vaults. And then beyond that, you're also going to have kind of the meta governance of different protocols. So kind of, I guess the kind of the first one will be Astroport. So we'll be able to kind of vote on how to deploy our Astroport capital and how to deploy that kind of boost that you get from that as well. So I think it's going to be kind of a range of things right from the start. And yeah, I think we've kind of really seen from a lot of the other projects, especially on kind of Ethereum, where they've kind of, if you're looking at stuff like Convex, it's got kind of 70% of the suppliers locked up because of these boosts you can give. And I think we really want to kind of decentralize a lot of these boosts that would only normally be available to kind of larger players and provide them to the platform. So I think that's why we've kind of focused on Astroport early on, so that we can kind of bring those benefits straight away to our governance stakers. And I think we're also then going to be kind of looking at some additional rewards. So one of the things we were looking at early on, which we're still planning to release with the governance, was Y Apollo, although we might have to kind of rename it now with Prism coming out. But the idea being that it'd be kind of additional benefits to our governance stakers, which they could then use as kind of reward or membership points for discounts for kind of boosting NFTs as well. So I think it's going to be kind of a lot of interconnection that's going to come across with governance. And I think we're also going to be able to make it easier in terms of you'll be able to auto-stake your Apollo tokens into governance most likely as well, although that might not be available to start with. But yeah, so I think there's kind of a lot of things in terms of just trying to bring as many benefits to as possible from launch and then kind of continually updating those as well. And I think once it's live, we can then direct a lot of the focus in terms of where the community wants it as well, rather than just where we think is best.
And then could you maybe touch about how you talked about kind of accumulating governance tokens? We've obviously seen in the Ethereum ecosystem this kind of meta governance narrative kind of pick up steam with protocols like Convex and Redacted. Could you maybe touch upon and draw some kind of analogies from Ethereum on kind of where you see Apollo playing on this in this kind of meta governance game within the Terra ecosystem?
Yeah, definitely. So I think being on Terra, we are quite lucky because we almost get to have kind of a little bit of a roadmap from what's happening on Ethereum and kind of see what's working well. And there's always going to be kind of a little bit of delay between say the EVM chains and Cosmos chains. So maybe there will soon be kind of things created on Cosmos first. But I think, yeah, at the moment, it's really useful to kind of see what's happening on Ethereum and see how everything's kind of reacting and working. But I think what we've kind of really seen from Convex is something quite new, because I think people have always kind of overlooked governance. It's always been we obviously have that joke of kind of a worthless governance token kind of thing. So I think it's interesting to see kind of how valuable that governance has suddenly become. And obviously it's all based on curves, so a lot of it is from token incentives, but I think Convex has brought a lot of benefits to Curve. So I think the worst thing you can see is kind of an apathetic governance where no one wants to vote or things aren't even worth proposing and everything just kind of runs on as it is. Whereas I think what Convex has done is it's kind of brought a lot of excitement to the Curve voting, and we're kind of seeing a lot of competition around that. So I think that's really good to see. And I think it's great kind of seeing that active governance and people kind of competing for it. And although Convex is maybe beginning to be almost a victim of its own success, I think people kind of see it as being so powerful now that they are a little bit concerned. But then I think no one really kind of cared too much about Curve governance apart from the largest whales. So yeah, I think personally it's a pretty positive change. And I think we need to see that in Terra. I think we need to see more governance participation in terms of, and not just telling people they need to do it. People need to want to be able to get active in these governance polls because they're worth voting on. And we're seeing that on Curve. They're kind of fought over. Whereas you see on a lot of kind of other protocols that no one even kind of bothers voting. And it just means that rather than being fought over, it's kind of taken over by a few silent whales that kind of control most of the voting. So yeah, I think we want to bring that more active voting to Terra and to Astroport. So getting really involved in the governance and kind of directing the rewards, but also kind of not being the only protocol to do it. I think it's kind of going to be valuable to a lot of other protocols as well.
Yeah, and I think obviously there's certain optimizations that are possible on Cosmos that aren't as possible currently on Ethereum, just in terms of like gas optimization. So hopefully there's some stuff that we can tailor to like the chain around that, like within that model, like how can we, you know, optimize it for like a Cosmos based chain. I think is going to be pretty interesting. And then around the Convex model too. I think that it's kind of, you've seen it's like a pretty, it's kind of pretty effective to have people directing liquidity. Something kind of like, you know, like a Tokamak where there's like the pilots directing liquidity, or Convex, which is basically, you know, the directing which pools, like the liquid, like emissions. Obviously the more emissions, the kind of more attractive it is for liquidity. So in a way they're also directing liquidity. So I kind of see liquidity as like, it's basically everything in trading. So if you can kind of direct the liquidity in like the most efficient way, I think that the trading experience for the whole chain is going to be a lot better. And like, obviously you're going to need some like deep stable swap pools on Terra, being that like, you know, the main product on Terra is literally a stable coin. And then the other like really big swap is the kind of B assets to the native asset, where you would also need that deep liquidity. So, you know, there is like a lot of, kind of like fine tuning to the liquidity that I think is really important. So I think that the meta governance is kind of huge for that, for kind of a way for, you know, people that are interested in Apollo should probably be interested in the exchange that the vaults are going through. Say like something like leveraged yield farming, you should be pretty interested in, you know, the liquidity of all the lending markets. So I think that, like I said, they're directing liquidity is really what all these protocols are becoming really good at. So I'm definitely a huge fan of like the kind of the whole bribe model too. I think that brings like a lot of, it kind of brings a more like gamified almost version to it, where there's like little like kind of guilds competing over resources almost. So it's kind of like almost like a PvP game, but obviously, like, you know, it's like a PvP game that's better for everybody that's actually using like the decks. So I'm definitely interested in that whole concept as it plays out, because I've been following kind of the Curve Wars for a while, and like, you know, now it's obviously super popular and like kind of the new trading meta. But like prior to this, it was like very interesting to see how it played out and like how it caught steam, and seeing like I said, seeing the rise of Convex and what like kind of really took over around like 80% of the supply of Curve tokens. and kind of there used to be like the back scratcher vault between Yearn and Curve, which is like an optimized farming model rather than like full, like basically like dumping all of the farming rewards. The vault kept some of them, max locked it. Obviously, you know, the convex model had a little bit better of a peg for their liquid staking derivatives. So that's kind of when you saw like that the back scratcher vault wasn't as, I guess, it was a very successful model, but the Curve model with the liquidity mining rewards and then their peg between their staking derivative and like exiting the pool was very was just a lot closer to 1-to-1. So you could picture it like akin to something like say you were swapping between Biluna and Luna, and like on Yearn, you know, because they have lower emissions, like, you know, that gap was a little bit wider. So there was like, you know, sometimes there was like a 13% difference, whereas on Convex, like to take out like the liquid staking was like, it's like kind of closer to a 1-to-1, like a B Luna. So you can kind of see why, you know, nobody would want to lose 14% of their Luna, like when they exit the pool, like same as they wouldn't want to lose, you know, their like liquid staking position. So I definitely think that something like a liquid staking derivative NFT market, where you can basically take these staking positions and mint them as an NFT, and then it could have like a secondary market where you could swap between them. So I'm definitely interested in seeing how the NFT tech can get involved in these liquid staking derivatives, and how you could basically trade derivative positions through like a wrapped NFT version of it. But I might just be kind of going down the rabbit hole at that point. But yeah, that's kind of what my thoughts on it are.
For me, I think that kind of brings up some interesting points as well, that Convex wasn't even the first to do this. It was just the most successful. And I think, yeah, had a pretty similar, like Anon said, pretty similar model to the back scratcher, but they kind of really focused on the peg of keeping their between their synthetic curve and their the actual curve. So they kind of, yeah, I think we could learn a lot of lessons from that. And I think if it's so it, like, yeah, the focus will be on kind of maintaining that peg and creating a good user experience. So I think that's kind of key. And I think, yeah, like Anon said, there's definitely a lot more innovation we could bring to it. And I personally, yeah, I think the NFT stuff could be quite exciting as well.
The boys at Apollo were in the Curve Wars before it was cool. You'd love to hear that. All right. Kind of moving on. And also, if anybody in the crowd wants to like request for a question, we'll start taking some questions after this next kind of segment. But I'm not sure if this is common knowledge, but definitely something I want. Apollo will be in the first cohort of projects that integrate Olympus Pro on Terra, something that I think we're all super excited about. If you guys just kind of want to go into what your guys' vision for the bonds kind of, or the outlook kind of is. Yeah, would kind of love to hear what you guys are planning around that.
Yeah, so to start with, we're going to be doing Apollo UST bonds, like I said, through Olympus Pro. Again, starting this quarter. So the focus is going to be just increasing the amount of protocol and liquidity that we have, and then we can start again, kind of earning more rewards on that. And then I think kind of beyond that, we'd also start looking at potentially doing stuff like Luna UST bonds. So it could be a different way to continue bootstrapping the treasury, and then we could either use that Luna UST to earn rewards, or we could unsplit it and use it kind of for investments or for farming or for anything like that. So that might be kind of the most useful LP pair to have. And then, yeah, so these rewards will come out of the current farming rewards. Yeah, I think kind of the long-term focus for us has always been on this kind of sustainable model that can sustain itself indefinitely. So yeah, the plan is to kind of keep building up these LP rewards, keep earning rewards on them, and also kind of soaking up some of the supply in that way too.
Awesome, man. Yeah, I can't wait for that to go live, and also just a super effective way to bootstrap the war chest even more so. So yeah, man, I'm extremely excited to watch that come about. And among the first projects on Terra to integrate bonds with Olympus. So that will be super exciting to watch, and hopefully can bring some more money over to the chain and just get involved. So super excited for that, man. I'm going to approve a request for somebody to ask a question, see if it works. Man, Twitter Space is always bugging, bro. I swear. Yeah, and Eager Crypto, you can feel free to ask a question if you'd like, man.
Cool, thank you. Really appreciate Apollo. It's been one of those great services that has provided stability when the market's pretty volatile. So I definitely am a big Apollo fan. My question is around the DAO tooling that you guys have been planning. Can you tell us a little bit more about what that'll entail? I think it's a multi-sig wallet with on-chain voting, if I'm not mistaken. So super excited. I think this is going to be the year of DAOs. So having DAO tooling on Terra will be awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. So this is Apollo Safe, and yeah, it will be going. This is the kind of the multi-sig front end that you can create proposals, vote through, kind of hold different funds across different wallets. So yeah, this will be going live very soon, any kind of day over the next week, if not kind of sooner. So yeah, we'll have a full announcement about that soon. But I think it's also going to only be the kind of the first step in the DAO tooling. And I think a lot of the stuff that we've done has been focused on what do we need to use, or what do we need, is it available, if not kind of build it and release it. So yeah, I think we're always kind of open to doing more things as well. We're going to kind of keep building functionality into the multi-sig wallet. So I believe the first additional functionality will be a automated salary contract. So you could then set that up for kind of teams and stuff as well. So I think the other thing is we'll be kind of open sourcing this multi-sig wallet as well. So I'm kind of excited to see what other people kind of build on top of it and kind of create the, and see if kind of DAO tool, extra DAO tooling is kind of created around this wallet or, yeah.
Did you guys, did a hackathon around Apollo Flows. Did that get developed further? That was like, I think, some type of workflow that you could create. So you could have conditions that would trigger certain events. Like I can imagine, I don't know if this would be an application, like to pay off your loan in Anchor or something like that.
Yeah. So this was kind of, it's going to be developed on top of Apollo Safe. So Apollo Safe being the kind of the multi-sig, the free kind of open source multi-sig, and then Apollo Flows will be kind of additional functionality built on top. And I think it's something we've kind of started working towards. And I think a lot of the work that we've done already in terms of kind of creating stuff to deposit into vaults and to do the trading. So a lot of the stuff that we need is kind of already being created, and it's now kind of around making that kind of more modular and making it into kind of Apollo Flows. So it's still pretty early on the flows bit. And I think that's what kind of things the salary contract will kind of be the kind of first step to that. But yeah, it'll get a lot more complex and start adding in different kind of triggers and stuff like that as well.
You're hoping once we open it up a little bit more and more people can work on it, that we can basically, like, a next step would be to develop like a prepackaged messages, which will basically call the contract. So like, rather than having to, like, basically right now you have to, for like more advanced messages, like you'll have to, like, you know, type that into the command line to initiate that. But what we're going to try and do is basically open it up so there can be like a whole library of commands, and then, you know, you can kind of just, like, rather than having to be able to know how to code, you can interact with this user interface. So that's kind of like where I kind of picture it going in, like, the next phase is after, you know, we kind of get it out of the beta, to get more people to add in like that whole library of messages, so that non-developers can start using the tool. And then, like Bruce said, adding on those, like, salary contracts, and then kind of allowing anyone to run, like, their own, like, simple on-chain, like, small business, I guess you could say, just off that functionality, like, even if you're not, like, a super developer or anything.
Yeah, that's super cool. You, like, Nowhere Art just announced they're going to allow people to, like, mint their own NFTs without writing code. And I think there was a drama project that was, like, build your own smart contracts with the workflow or something like that. I never heard anything follow up after DeFi Alpha, but those type of you know, build your own workflows on top of DeFi that, of course, Apollo Flows is going to be a part of, I think it's going to be super powerful. So really appreciate you guys doing that. I'm just curious, is TFL helping you guys out or directing this? I think that, you know, DAO tooling is something that's just so important for the ecosystem. It seems like that would be something they would want to kind of incubate.
So not directly, but we've kind of had them offer, like, a lot of support and guidance and stuff like that. And In terms of if we open source the, or when we open source the multi-sig, we'll be able to get kind of a grant in terms of doing it for the community. And then I think ideally we'd then want to kind of focus, we could kind of use that grant money to focus on the next kind of community focused project. Would be a pretty cool way to do it, I think.
Awesome. Thanks.
Wow. Yeah, man. A lot of stuff to be excited about with Apollo. So I'm definitely here for it. Can't wait. Cool, man. One thing I kind of wanted to ask you guys about, as far as like security is concerned, what is planned in the way of like audits or maybe bug bounties? But kind of what's your guys' thought process on that? I know people are taking different approaches because it's a complex problem, but just wanted to kind of get a feel for what your guys' approach is.
Yeah. So I think kind of one of the big challenges on Terra is getting audits booked, and especially kind of in terms of you have to book them kind of months out. You have to know exactly what you're going to have finished and give them estimates. And there's kind of a lot of challenges around that. And then you obviously kind of don't, we're kind of focusing on kind of releasing everything post audit and having it audited first. So kind of the big step that we're going to be taking shortly is we're going to be taking Halborn on retainer, meaning that it'll be kind of more of an ongoing auditing service rather than kind of a booked audit every time we need to release. So I think not only does this add kind of a lot of benefits in terms of they do a lot of the front end stuff as well as the back end stuff, and just kind of more thorough security because there's kind of more time to do it. But it also gives us a lot more flexibility on being able to release things because we don't need to have, they can kind of have it ongoing. So when we have a release date, it can be pretty efficient and kind of be done around then. So I think this is going to bring a lot of benefits, and we're kind of really excited for how this is going to work. And then in line with this, we're kind of planning to open source all of Apollo. So I think there kind of comes a lot of benefits of that. Obviously, there's kind of we do want to make sure everything's kind of fully done before then and kind of time it all together. And then as part of that, we will be having a bug bounty as well. So we've reserved 1 million Apollo tokens currently for the bug bounty. So once we go open source, that will then go live to coincide with that as well. But yeah, I think it's going to be something we kind of keep monitoring, and especially as things get more complex, we want to kind of keep ramping it up and keep it as a main focus. And I think we respect there's always going to be kind of protocols that are going to move faster, and I think we're going to kind of look to make the most of those and from the growth of the ecosystem as well. But yeah, for us, we're kind of going to keep that focus on keeping everything kind of audited, keeping everything kind of as secure as possible, and keeping focused. And I think also just keeping up to date with the ecosystem as well, and kind of what's happening on other ecosystems, and just being aware of everything in DeFi.
Yeah, man, I think that's a great model. You see a lot of big projects on Ethereum kind of taking that route of like rolling audits or ongoing audits as well. I think that's a good way to approach, and much less planning and kind of just 24/7 security, which is super nice, especially once you guys like open source your code and stuff like that. So we are approaching an hour. If anybody has any questions from the crowd, definitely now is the time to come up, say what's up, get your questions out there. But if not, Jamie, if you have anything else to say.
Yeah, maybe if no one wants to ask a question, I'll just end it on like, how does like, if you're, how do you like, if you're a member of the community, like what are the best ways to kind of get involved with Apollo DAO?
Yeah, so I think we've had quite a range. So I think being in the Discord is probably the easiest place to kind of get involved. I think we have kind of lots of channels around creating ideas for kind of war chest deployment and ideas for the DAO and kind of everything from, I think we try and have it so there's something for everyone, whether you're kind of focused on kind of creating new strategies or you want to kind of create memes or stuff like that. I think we kind of appreciate anyone getting involved. And once people are kind of active, we also have kind of our OG channel, which is still open to people. And I think it just kind of, is another place we're kind of collecting alpha and ideas and strategies and everything like that. And I think going forward, we've got a lot of ideas around how we can moving into more decentralized ways. And I think kind of the way we kind of organize the community will reflect this as well. So I think there's been some kind of, on Ethereum, being some kind of interesting developments with stuff like Temple, and they've kind of created these enclaves of ways that people kind of work in groups. And I think it kind of reflects almost more like an organizational structure, but still pretty decentralized. So I think I think we'll be looking at ways we can kind of keep continuing to develop the community. And yeah, we've got some ideas already and kind of keep building upon that. Oh, sorry. I think again, it's a big area that if community have ideas and suggestions, and I think we're already getting it a lot. We've had people reach out, and we're kind of working with groups of community members on building things and stuff like that. So I think we were kind of really open to stuff like that as well. So we're, if you ever want to reach out or have ideas or anything like that, we're please do.
Awesome, man. Yeah, so just go to the Discord and spam please OG until they give it to you. No, don't actually do that. But
at least do a meme.
Yeah, okay. Good point. Yeah, man. So this was great. I had a good time talking to you guys. Really appreciate you guys coming on here and sharing everything. Yeah, looking forward to doing this 2 weeks from now with some other guests as well. So yeah, guys, super nice to chat with you guys. Thanks for dropping the alpha. And we'll see you in a few weeks.
Thanks so much for doing all this. And thanks so much for your time. And cool. Great.
Have a good one, everybody.
Cheers. Bye.
So guys, I'll put an end to the madness.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Terraforming with Apollo DAO, hosted by Yunt Capital's Thick Farmer, featuring the Apollo DAO team members Anon Not Gonna Make It and Cosmic Ape. Recorded on Wednesday, January 12th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in Discord for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates their support. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Feeling at my best when I'm rapping on a track, and the beat is getting blessed with some passion I attack. In a cabin by the lake, I'm waking up, getting baked, staying late, saving up for the day I get to fade away. Humans being good in a major way, pay to play, more like pay to save your life, ripping through this day to day. Save the date, hold the tears back like embrace the pain. Gotta be smarter than that if you wanna play the game. This land is my land, this slang belongs to no one, and if you wanna argue that, you're in for the long run. All done, you can catch me laughing, crafty, starting off my day with weed and caffeine. You better give a dog a bone than leave him in the cold. Bearing our own in the underground we stole, then ferry back and forth on the moat like a drone. Like Chera never found a quiet place to call his own. It's horrendous how rent is relentless, envious of people living in tents. It's what the bottom of the barrel likes to talk about when it becomes illegal to even walk around. Stuck at home, a bunch of quarantine cowboys shooting off guns in the yard, making loud noise. How nice to be so proud, turn their smiles around when the lead rained back down. You got an awful lot of holes in the ceiling, makes it easier to air out those feelings. Got tricked into making another payment while your savings lies all over the pavement. Pouring out a little liquor for the fallen crowd who didn't survive long enough to calm down. Gotta be better than the previous bettors, betting on the game like the game always remembers.